Hello, this is a message of hope and healing. It has now been 31 and a half weeks since we found that Josie had rectal cancer. To this very day, to this very moment, I ask myself, what do I know? I know that by the grace of God, Josie is healed. And I say that to you, and I will say it over and over and over. By the grace of God, Josie is healed. I know that God has led me and Josie and many others into a closer walk. I know that when I first found out on July 24th, that I remember being in the living room and just looking around the room and looking for distractions, anything that would distract me. But as I tried to distract myself, the weight grew heavier. And I remember when I arrived at Josie's 2 days later, I saw that same look in her eyes, that look of how do I stop thinking about this? How can I land on something else? But I know that it was only that when we turned to God that we were helped by the grace of God. Josie is healed. I know that I am called to testify because I'm a witness. You know, when you're a witness, they call you to testify to what you've seen. And that is what I will do. I will spend each day honoring God and recognizing and going where God is leading me. I know that the prayer warriors have been steadfast and faithful, that they have been grounded and consistent, and I thank God for each one of them. I know that we're to share the comfort that God gives us and has given us with others, and God is showing me the way to do that. I know that God has taken things out of Josie, and he has replaced them with more. Not an easy process to remove and to replace, but so important and so worthwhile. I know that Josie has been inspiring to others in the past, but I know that now she is the one inspired. The gift is from God to Josie. I know that just a couple weeks after Josie's 8th chemo treatment, that my Aunt Jerry was admitted to the hospital, and it was serious, and Josie was told, you don't need to come here to Marietta. You don't need to go to the hospital that's filled with sick people. And she said she knew she needed to come and to be there. I know that after being at the hospital with Aunt Jerry, she went back and she had 3 more doctor's appointments, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and she came back then to be there for Aunt Jerry for the calling hours and for her funeral, and then back to Cincinnati to fly to Sloan Kettering in New York. I know each step of the way, Josie was directed where she should go. God was leading her. I know that Sloan Kettering is a place that God had sent Josie, and let me tell you just how I know that, because there, at this place, she didn't just receive information, but she was given a message. She was given this message with confidence and kindness, with a humble assurance. And that's the message for each one of us. It's from each one of you that God is giving to us. Your help is near. You just look to your help. And you just know to follow the one who knows. And that's what was different at Sloan Kettering for Josie. It wasn't like the doctors and the medical people there were trying to figure it out with her or showing their work to her, you know, how they arrived at this. They knew what they knew, because of what they did, because of who they were. They were kind, they were humble, they were assured, and they were reassuring. And that's what Josie received. I remember she told me, she said, yes, but Cincinnati said that they recommended surgery. Cincinnati said that my lymph nodes are still larger than a certain measurement, 0.55. And they said, we're so glad you came. They said this in a way that you could just feel their arms were open and they were embracing her. Because here's the answer. Instead of them reciting what others had said, they talked to her of what they knew and what they did. Yes, they understood, you know, her lymph nodes not at this certain measurement. But Josie, what you don't know, what they had to say was, as the tumor goes, so goes the lymph nodes. The tumor is gone. The tumor is clear. The tumor is no more. As the tumor goes, so goes the lymph nodes. And no one had ever said that to Josie. You have to understand the order. You have to understand that as Jesus goes, so goes us. As the tumor goes, so goes the lymph nodes. It's not the other way around. We have to understand, as our Savior goes, so go we. That's where we get the gift. That's where we get the clarity. That's where we get led. They also said in Cincinnati, in New York, I'm sorry, unlike Cincinnati, it is not surgery now. Josie is to not to have this major surgery, but it is a wait and see. And I just found that so interesting, the words wait and see. And I like that. I like that there's a way to look at wait and see. And that is, you wait on the Lord and you see the miracles that he has brought forth. You don't wait and see with trepidation and with worry and with how you can change the future. You wait on the Lord. You wait on that strength. You see the miracles. That certainty was so important to Josie, because the uncertain answers that she had received from Cincinnati and Cleveland had said, no, not surgery. You had a near complete response. You had a complete response. Then when they heard what Cincinnati said, they kind of, yeah, okay, a near complete response. This was not uncertain. At Sloan Kettering, they said, you had a complete response. The healing that God gives us is not a near complete response. It is a complete response offered to us with certainty that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. The certainty that was so important to Josie to hear is so important to each one of us to hear. Listen to God. Know with all certainty that your Savior is here. And just you wait and see. Amen. I will give this scripture for this message. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and take heart and wait for the Lord. That's Psalm 27:14. And of course, I can do all things through him who gives me strength, Philippians 4:13. Let's pray together today. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you in thanks. We come to you with humble certainty that we are your children, that you love us beyond any measure that we can understand, that you gave your Son to us so that we might have a path to salvation, so that we might have a path to you, to a relationship. In all things, we thank you for the understanding that as go our Savior, so goes we. to understand, to be understood, to be assured, and to feel that reassurance. Lord, we just thank you and we praise you. And in all things, we know that by the grace of God, we are healed, we are saved. In Jesus' name, amen.